how do we win tickets to the Dierks Bentley and Zach Top concert?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Fake news. Playing Friday morning. Fake news for you. That's how we get you to Dierks Bentley, Zach Top, and more. The Broken Branches Tour, which comes to Dos Equis Pavilion on the Dallas side of things. Playing Friday morning fake news, and we give you three news stories. Two of them actually factually things that happened on this planet of ours. The other, not so much. If you can tell us at 817-877-1921, which is the fake news story, you're scoring your way to Dierks and Zach Top, too. All right, are we prepared to present the following three news stories, starting us off, Heather Lee.
Number one.
So they do some crazy stuff out in California, but this one beats the band. A few tweens got in big trouble for giving themselves home tattoos while in school in Los Angeles. LA teachers were shocked when they discovered the kids bloody and scarred, but it's only temporary ink, and yes, they're now on suspension. The parents, as you can imagine, are not too pleased as well.
That is story number one. Number two.
Number two.
You know, watching a movie all fun and games until a superhero cannot save the day. Chaos ensued in Wenatchee, Washington, when the roof fell in at the Liberty Cinema. Luckily, there were just two people in the theater at the time. They escaped unharmed, and the film, Captain America, well, he could do this all day.
And then finally,
number three.
So you know there's lots to bring to spring break. Passport, sunscreen, toothpaste, money in case you get lost, or if you just want to bribe a cop. The beaches of Cabo and Cancun are fabulous, but the law enforcement, perhaps a bit sketchy. College students being encouraged to carry cash just in case they get in trouble, especially as layoffs are looming with the local police, and they might need to pad their savings.
Well, there you go. Good morning. Who do we have? Where are you?
Mike in Weatherford.
How are we, Mike?
I'm doing well.
Happy Friday.
Doing good.
What do you got going this morning?
Well, I just got my wife's car oil changed. I'm headed back home.
That's so sweet.
He was listening to Friday of a morning mailbag. Yeah. Very nice.
Six out of ten people can't do that, Mike.
Well, he's one of the four that can.
I know.
or at least can figure out where to take it.
Well, exactly.
Excellent. All right. So an exciting start for Mike, no less. All right.
He missed out a party.
Can you tell us, as your first up here, one, two, or three, which is the fake news story?
The fake one is the Mexico or Cabo San Lucas or whatever. Yeah.
Story number three, take extra cash so you can bribe the cops down there so you'll be safe.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Mike, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
It's actually true.
Wow. Oh, God.
You guys have never been to Mexico?
Oh, well, I went to Cancun, like, I don't know, 15 years ago or something, but...
We have, but we didn't have any problems.
Yeah. I never ventured that. Well, no, I take that back. We did go into the jungle one day and bribe a monkey.
Yeah, well, okay, and this is Mexico. Do not try this in the United States of America. It's not, that same results will not.
Otherwise, Mike, you'll be called for jury duty for my case.
Well,
I'm sorry, Mike, but at least you got fresh oil.
Yes.
And your wife's happy.
Have a fantastic 10W30 kind of day. Mike, we appreciate
you. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Thank you. All right. Horribly troubling right there. Good morning. It's Hank FM. You're next up here Friday morning fake news. Who's this? Where are you?
I'm in Weatherford. Zach.
Zach, are you also... Wait, this isn't Zach Top, is it? Because you don't need tickets for your own concert.
You should not have to win tickets to your own show.
Well,
don't make it weird.
I wish I was Zach Top.
Amen, right? Amen. How's your oil? You got to change? Never mind. All right, Zach in Weatherford, very nice. You are next up here in Friday Morning Fake News. What are you out there doing this morning?
Oh, driving around waiting for an emergency to pop up.
Yeah. Are you a first responder?
We're the show for you.
First responder in a way.
He's secret.
Is he like in the Secret Service or something? The French Foreign Legion?
He goes by and he checks people's oil.
I can't disclose that.
Well, the good news is you have great timing, and that's probably good for whatever it is you do do. Three is off the board. That's a true story. So one or two, which is the fake news stories?
I'm going to have to go with number two.
Number two. Right there in Washington State, the theater roof collapses on people watching Captain America.
It's true. And that's an emergency.
Really? I figured there'd be more than two people, so I figured it was false.
I know. Apparently nobody else loves Captain America. Yeah.
It was Captain America in this scenario. Well, but, man, all right.
I'll give him your number, Zach.
Keep trying.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'm just disappointed, a hero. Good job. All right. It's Hank FM. Who's this? Where are you?
Jennifer in Weatherford.
Can you disclose what you're doing this morning?
Oh, I'm headed into Fort Worth. Errands.
Are you getting your oil changed, too? When's being very productive.
She's going to go hit up a Joann Fabrics. All right. Very good. Jennifer, good day so far?
Good day so far.
Things are working out for her.
Yeah.
And even better, your avenues have been completely cleared. Because 2 was a true story, 3 was a true story. So what was the fake news story?
Number one.
Yeah, the sad part is it's not in California or Los Angeles where the kids are getting tattooed in middle school.
Yeah.
It's right up the road a piece in Greenville, Texas.
Hey!
Oh.
What were the tattoos of?
I don't know. I can barely read it. I don't know that they have a big future as a tattoo artist.
Not a nice little teardrop tattoo. But you, Jennifer, you've got your way to Dirks Bentley, Zach Top, and more. You won Friday Morning Fake News.
Awesome. Thank you.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.